Odds Deprogrammed, the podcast where we try to get you into a band. That's right. We've done all the work for you. All you have to do is push play. And as Tyre Lyne once said, listen to Dive. We did. And today we're talking about Dive. John, this is one that you put on the board. I feel like this one kind of sat there for a while. Talk to me about Dive. Why it is that you wanted to talk about Dive today?
Yeah, I've got a lot of them that have been sitting there for a while. We can talk about that too. Yeah, Dive is interesting because I actually heard about them from the controversy that I guess we need to talk about. Their original bass player, I think back in 2016 or 2017, was posting a bunch of like really offensive, like racist, sexist stuff on 4chan.
Oh,
like just went off and like afterwards was like, oh, I was just fucking around. Like, no. And it kind of like got some traction. Like people were like, this guy's an idiot. And they ended up like kicking him out of the band. But then I was like, okay, but like the music is pretty good. And like they were just about to put out a new album, Deceiver, which that was the first thing I heard about them. And I was like, oh man, this is pretty right up my alley. Like it has like traces of some of the 90s stuff, like Dive. Obviously they got their name from the Nirvana song. I had to change the spelling of it. There's obviously Pumpkin stuff in there, mm-hmm. Justin, which I'm sure you noticed. Yeah. But they kind of mix that 90s alternative with like a shoegaze thing and like kind of bring it into the 2010s. They're an interesting band, and they're another one that are still kind of going. Like they just put out a new EP last year, and they're still going, putting out records. So I always like doing bands like that are still kind of current.
Well, there we go. Adam, I mean, this being your first year on the show, like you're getting around the block quick. But Dive, I feel like, again, was one of those ones that you signed up for pretty early on. And then I was like, oh, here's one that's John and Adam. Let's do this one. So Dive, tell me about them.
Yeah, I think they are quite different to other acts I've done on the show so far in that I don't have much history with them. I found them in the very modern way through Spotify, just picking songs that I thought I might like. I listen to quite a lot of mellow indie sort of music when I'm working. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of came on through there. And I think it was the first album, Ashin. I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but it was through there. And that kind of, I was attracted to the guitar, but also the really English sounding. I think there's a lot of 80s English influence, which I'm a big fan of, like The Cure and so on. Mm. And then I just started listening to them more and more and started playing their whole discog on repeat, you know, and slowly but surely kind of really, really like them a lot, actually. So they're very, we'll get into that in a minute, but they bat pretty deep in terms of the quality of their music. So, yeah.
So this is a band that I feel like I'd seen the name batted around every so often. And I'm not kidding when I said at the beginning, there's I can't remember what song it is now, but on Tyre Lyne's most recent record, one of their lyrics is "Listen to Dive," like, and I think that is honestly like the most direct notice I had of this band. So I had zero, you know, preconceptions other than it might be vaguely 90s if Tyre Lyne was referencing it. So I had a feeling that maybe I was going to get around what we ended up getting. So Adam already kind of alluded to there being, it's a very deep discography. It's a very consistent discography. There goes that word again. But there's not a lot to it. It's only 46 songs. So John, as you're combing through it, like, what are you looking to bring to the table for your 20 songs for this?
Well, actually similar to Turnstile, which we just did, trying to not just to take everything from the record that I really like the most, trying to dig in, to those earlier records and find out, you know, how they got to where they are and which are the songs that really kind of jumped out and were like, okay, this seems like an evolution or a turning point or something that they would use and like go back to and evolve with through the different records. But yeah, Deceiver is by far my favorite one. I mean, I could have taken everything from that, but it's just a matter of finding those early ones from the early records that give you kind of a glimpse of what was to come.
Before I asked the same question of Adam, I thought it was funny that, you know, Adam, I a lot of times, folks, when we're putting these panels together, like I'll make a notice of, hey, this is what I got on my first pass, just so everybody knows that my first pass is done. I can make the cuts, you know, whenever everybody's ready. And Adam can give his number when we get there. But like both of us gave our numbers and John said, none of this nonsense. I'll let you know when I've got my 20.
Yeah. I mean, there's no point in me going, yeah, I got 27. Like, all right, well, let me know when you got the 20 and we'll go.
So, you know, I alluded to whatever your number was, Adam, as you're looking to put this 20 together, like, what are you looking at and how difficult were those last several cuts?
Well, the first, actually, it was 27.
But, oh, there you go.
the first challenge I had, to be honest, was that I was quite familiar with all the songs. But I could not have named any of them. Mm. And I think that's a little bit about how the albums flow. They're very much an album band, yeah. Aren't they? Like and each of the three albums has a really different feel and sound, although very much links to the other ones as well. And so it took me a while to actually separate the songs in my mind as to which ones I gravitated to. So there was a bit of actual listening and actually paying it more attention rather than in the background. As I normally listen to them. So that took me a little while to get my head around. And I really just then went for the songs I liked the most. I didn't worry too much about album rep at all on this one. I thought in the end, it's quite nice to have only three albums, but 20 songs, because you can actually pick quite a lot of off the album. So, and it naturally kind of panned out to be reasonably even, but, and I'll probably get into where my favorite stuff is when we get into the song selection stuff. But I enjoyed the process and it wasn't all that hard to get to 20 in the end, really.
Yeah, I do want to echo John, like Deceiver for me was the jam. And it's funny because I think I told you guys, like I'd finished the first record and I had a lot. And you guys were like, oh, well, wait until the next one. and that's exactly what it was. Like, I heard the first one. I was like, oh, I like this. And I had a lot. And then I heard the second one. I was like, oh. And I immediately started going back and making cuts to first album to make room for stuff from the second album. And then I get to Deceiver. And I'm like, uh-oh. And I easily could have picked all of Deceiver. I really could have. But in the interest of being fair and to what both of you have said, it's like I wasn't looking necessarily for equal representation, but I also didn't want it to be all Deceiver and just a little bit of the stuff before. To John's point before and when we did Turnstile, the same thing. It's like I want to show how we got here. So I ended up reasonably separated between the three albums and, you know, maybe an EP or two. I can't remember if I got a song or two off the EPs or the EP that we covered. So it was a very gratifying listen through first listen. This is another one of those bands where I found myself getting lost, you know, as I'm listening. Sometimes I'll only give a song like 30 seconds when I'm doing this, like, cause I just the sheer amount of music that I have to get through. Sometimes that's all I've got, 30 to 45 seconds. This band, I would listen to the entire song and be like, oh, I forgot to like pay attention. Did I want to add that one? Like I kept getting lost in it. That happened over and over and over again to Adam's point of they're an album band. So there was a lot of re-listen, especially on the back two records, re-listen to the track because I need to know, do I want to bring it? But like Adam said, I had 26. The last six cuts, I didn't want to be too painstaking on. So I was just like, all right, let's just, you know, dump whatever doesn't like strike me in the face as this was my experience with Dive. So that's kind of what I was looking at. We do only have 46 songs and there's three of us, John. That could be, it could make for an easy night for us, or it could be a lot of, ah. So what do you think for the final say? How many do you think we're going to get through unanimously?
Well, what did we end up with for Turnstile? We had seven.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, seven.
No, I'm going to do seven.
Seven. I like it. What do you think, Adam?
Yeah, I was thinking around seven. I feel like, I honestly feel like we could end up with a heap. I'm going to be even more optimistic and say eight.
Oh, all right.
I feel like there's not that many places to hide in their disco, but who knows? We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out. All right. Well, even though nine does feel possible based on everything we're saying here and the positivity among the group, it does feel high. Like going with nine, I don't think has ever worked out, except for I think Randy called nine, maybe in the Cars episode or something. Six seems right, but I think in the interest of being safe and maybe taking the heat off of myself, I'm going to go with five. It's available. It's there. All right. We're going to take a quick pause, and when we come back, we're going to play the game. It's Deprogrammed. And with that, the name of the game is Deprogrammed. The three of us have combed through the Dive discography and plucked out 20 songs each that we're now going to mash together in an attempt to create a top 10 starter kit for you in case you have never given Dive the time of day. I'm going to go a little different here, and I'm going to go with the oh shit moment. I'm going to go with the moment where, you know, typically I go track one, album one, but I'm going to go with the one that was like, oh no, I'm locked in now. How about Out of Mind?
Yes.
Yes.
There we go.
How about that?
The hesitation, but it's all right. build. Yeah. The second, cause it's track one on the second record, is our.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's weird because it's not like it's completely different from the first record, but there's something like cleaner, bouncier, airier about it maybe, and dreamier maybe. And I just kind of locked in on that and I was like, oh, this is what I want. So yeah, out of mind. I also will say, like, I don't know if it is, but I could definitely make a case for this as being the one. So we'll get to that when we get there. But Out of Mind, I like it. It's in. All right. John?
I'm going to go with the first Dive song that I heard, and it's still my favorite. Let's go with The Spark.
Oh, I knew that was going to come back and bite me.
No. It was wow. Very...
I didn't know that it was going to happen.
Yeah. No.
That was,
it was close, gonna
be like
though.
It's going to be like that then. All right. We'll see.
Yeah. No, man. I mean, I don't need to repeat myself, but I will at least this time. I could have taken all a Deceiver. Like, it was all great. And I don't use that term loosely. It was all great. So cuts had to come from somewhere. And I kind of blindly cut that record. So, all right, Adam.
Yeah, I love Deceiver as well, but I'm gonna start with the first album, Oshin, where I first found them, and I think Oshin is still my favorite album, but it's pretty close. And I mentioned The Cure before, but and I was trying to work out which Cure album it reminds me of. I went back through them, and It's probably one of the early ones, 17 Seconds. I feel like there's a real synergy to that album and Dive's first album. And I am going to go album one, track one, which is an instrumental called Droon.
No, I don't have it. Nope.
Damn it.
I know. I see your point too. And I think on Spotify, it's like one of their top five. So again, you're obviously not wrong.
It's the first one that came through, I think, for me that I got into, and I quite like the long instrumentals. So, yeah.
And I don't think it's, again, I don't think it's wrong. When I first heard it, I definitely had it on that first pass. And then, like, as the album goes on, I kind of was like, oh, wait, I got to get some lyrics in here. So I think that was literally the only note I made to myself. So, all right. I'll stay on that record, though. How about Doused?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, there we go. Boom, boom, boom. This was one of the literal only two answers we got for when I asked listeners about this band. So Doused is in. All right, John?
All right, I'm going to find you guys on Deceiver. How about Blinkin' Ship?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I don't, but...
Oh, wow, really?
You don't got to sell me on that, like, if we've got room.
Oh, wow. That surprises me.
Well, I mean, it just goes to show, like, different ears, different times. Like, it's...
Yeah.
You know, you never know. All right, Adam?
That's a real banger, that one. Yeah, I'm going to go to the second album, and one that I could actually hear bits of Modest Mouse, Moon in Antarctica, one of my favorite albums in, and that is Bent, Rios song, in brackets, Rio song.
No.
No.
Jeez. Oh, I'm two from two now. Okay.
We are starting off not so hot.
Yeah. No.
All right. I mean, there's still so much gameplay, so maybe we may have overplayed ourselves, but we will see. Where to go? Let me go back to Deceiver. Let me see. How about Skin Game?
Absolutely.
Yes. There we go.
There we go.
All right, that's one of my favorite songs, I reckon. That's awesome.
I do got to say that, again, this was only the only other answer we got when I asked was Skin Game. So it is nice that it resonated so well for me.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because I don't really think of them as a lyrics band, more of a... so much, but the lyrics of this one kind of got me in a bit.
This definitely has like that Pumpkins feel, like almost Pisces. Yep. Iscariot. All right, John.
All right, let's go back to Izar. How about Incarnate Devil?
No.
This is wild.
Yeah.
We're either getting threes or missing.
Yeah. I don't even know where that one dropped off for me. So, all right, Adam?
Okay, I'm going to go to Deceiver because I know you guys have got a fair bit there. And Like Before We Were Born.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Boom.
Now, this one, for me, it bugged me for ages what the riff reminded me of a song that I And I thought, I loved the song it was reminding me of, but I could not work out what it was. And I finally did. And it was Pavement, in my mouth, A Desert, from their first album.
Mm, yeah.
So I'd say for you to go back and listen to that and back to back, and you'll see. I think they might have actually lifted the riff from it, but yeah, it's interesting.
You can do worse than stealing riffs from Pavement.
It's true. It's true.
That's exactly right.
All right. I mean, like, this feels wonky because if we had such a positive outlook, but we're already at 4. So, you know.
Yeah, I know.
It feels wonky. All right. So, Like Before You Were Born was Adam, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, we're back to me. How about Dopamine?
Yes.
No. Okay, it's got a 2. Hanging on. All right, John?
All right, I'm going to go back to Ocean. How about Past Lives?
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
There we go. I went with that one, obviously, instead of Drune.
Yep.
Because, again, I this makes it seem like I didn't like Drune, but, like, again, this is where I locked in.
Yeah, it's hard to hit with instrumentals.
Yeah. It went from that, okay, I see what's going on here, to, oh, this is what's up. And then I had that whole feeling the rest of the record. And then you get to the next record and it just ramps up, obviously. But all right, Past Lives.
This is where that real 80s, I think it's real 80s UK influence. A whole lot of 80s UK bands sound, you know.
In fact, there's a lot of Joy Division stuff too, like New Order, Joy Division.
Absolutely.
There.
100%. Yeah.
All right. So Past Lives was John. Adam?
Okay. Actually, I might stay there or on that album, the first album, and the song I think is their most beautiful song, and that is Human.
Yeah.
No.
It's got 2, though. It's got 2. Boom. All right. Where to go? I'll go back to is R. How about You're Not Far?
Yep.
No.
All right. We gonna have some conversation, it seems. I mean, again, there's still some out here. What do we got? We're at 5 with 4 in the combo. All right, John?
Let's go to the EP. How about Geist?
No,
I did put it on my shortlist, but no, I didn't make it.
I also briefly, you know, had, I guess, spoilers, the EP version of Human. So, briefly. All right, Adam?
Okay. I'll go to where am I gonna go? I'll go to is R. And I will pick Valentine.
No.
Okay.
Did we all just overplay ourselves?
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Wait, Human got in or got 2. I forgot to mark that one off. Let me try out some more Deceiver here. How about For the Guilty?
Yes.
No.
That one is My Bloody Valentine influenced big time. If you haven't heard those guys,
I haven't yet. No.
Listen to My Bloody Valentine. It's very much the sound. Yep.
All right. So that was me, John.
I'm gonna go title track. How about Is the Is R from Is the Is R?
That must have been.
No, it was short. I had it, but I've cut it, unfortunately.
Yeah, that must have been same for me. That must have been. Mm. All right, Adam.
I'm gonna go on Deceiver, and a nice big, heavy sounding song, Horsehead.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a wicked song.
Just like that. We're at six. We're taking the long way to get there, fellas, but we're getting there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, it's a track one, and I immediately knew, uh-oh, it's something else now. Again, it's not like so different that it's not the band anymore, but it's like it's that evolution of, uh-oh, they did get better. All right, where do I go? Let's see, Horsehead. Check that one off. 1, 2, 3. I haven't done this one yet. How about Under the Sun?
Yes.
Yep.
Hey. It's like we were all hiding on a couple here.
Yeah, that's there's still a few that could be Breeze, I think.
Where are we at? 7? Yep.
Yeah.
All right. John?
About the another title track, Ocean from Ocean.
Unfortunately, no.
Is that the one that's Subsume in brackets? Is that the song?
Oh yeah.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I do have that. Yes. Yep.
All right. So 2, just in case we don't get up to that 10. We have plenty to pull our hair out over. All right, Adam?
Okay, on the debut album, How Long Have You Known?
Yeah, man, I got that.
Nope.
Oh, wow.
All right. 2. The great thing is, John's only won once the final say, but I completely trust him. He cares way too much about the integrity of the list as well as I do. So I know he's not cheating to hold on to it.
Yeah. I think I've done it. I think I've gotten it twice.
Okay. It had been.
Out
it
of just had nearly been 50 episodes since we've been doing it.
All right. So we're back around to me. Wait, we already did that one. I didn't check that one off. And we did that one. I didn't check that one off. How about Healthy Moon?
Yes.
No.
All right.
It's a pretty beautiful song. Yep.
All right. 2. And John?
All right. How about Meyer, Grant's song?
No.
No.
All right.
Feel like that's where we're at. All right, Adam.
Okay. This is one that I thought might be it might get 3, but probably won't. Going along my luck. Off the debut album, Follow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey.
Oh, great.
Let's see. There it is.
Sorry, the spark.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I was gonna be coming for you.
All right, where are we at now? 8? We're at Adam's 8. And we've got 8 through the conversation, so that's going to be a thing. And we're back around to me. All right, follows off the board. Let me.
I think I've only got 2 left.
1,
I reckon.
2, 3.
I got 4.
5, 6. Okay, so we'll do the. Actually, you know what? I'll just dump out here, and then we'll go from there. All right, I'll start at the top here. Take your time.
No.
Not.
All right. Loose ends.
Yes.
No.
Loose ends has 2. Dust.
No.
Yes.
All right. That's another 2. Taker.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, snap.
And that's. Oh, wow.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. All right. I always love pulling a unanimous out of the dump out.
That was the last one on my list, by the way. That was number 20 for me.
All right, so we officially can't get another one. So we're at 9, which means God help us. All right, let me see if I can find John here on my last couple here. I've got Lorelei.
No.
And then last but not least, Sometime.
No.
All right. Sometime was 1. So what do you got, like 2 left, John?
Yep.
You want to dump them out just for fun?
Air conditioning.
Oh, God.
That's good. That one.
And Acheron or Acheron.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Hit me with a good 7-minute track and I'm happy.
Yeah. That was almost the whole reason I almost took it was, I was like, oh, that's so good. Well, fellas, 9. I mean, it didn't feel like a 9 at points, but we got there. None of us get the final say, but we do have to somehow whittle down 10 down to 1. So what do we got here? Blankenship, Dopamine, Human, You're Not Far, For the Guilty, Ocean, How Long Have You Known, Healthy Moon, Loose Ends, Dust. I'll ask you first, John, is there one there that you're like, that really should have been in?
Blankenship.
What do you think, Adam?
I was going to say the same.
Oh, well, all right. So clearly I was the wrong one there. Let's not even go another level. Let's just take that. You guys agreed. So that makes our 10. All right. Doused Out of Mind, Skin Game, Like Before You Were Born, Past Lives, Horsehead, I Can Read, Under the Sun, Follow, Taker, and Blankenship are our 10. John, out of those 10, which one's the 1?
Ooh, I'm gonna say Horsehead.
Oh, I like it. I didn't see that come, but I like it. I like that a lot. What do you think, Adam?
Going into this, I was very clear on the one I thought, and I'll stick with it, and it's Blankenship.
Oh.
Okay. I just think it's an absolute banger. If I was gonna give someone one song, that's the one I'd give them.
I could be
sold. That was going to be my second choice.
I could be sold on that. I really like Horsehead a lot. I think.
Me too. I'm happy with either.
I think either is a good choice.
Play them both and let's see.
All right. Is that going through? Probably not.
No.
Dang it. Is it just quiet? Here.
There you go. Oh, lost it.
Listening to it isn't helping.
I can't hear it.
Listening it isn't helping either. I will say, of the two, Blankenship kind of like sounds. I hate saying this, par for the course, like clean.
It's like, more accessible,
right? The cleanest, but Horsehead has something dirty about it. That
Horsehead feels more like a statement. Like, here's the new record. Here's here's where we are right now.
Exactly.
Get along, get on board, because we're going.
So I guess you know that's the question. What do we want to do? Like, and how do we think that this band fares in the end of the year, the end of the year thing? You know,
don't care.
It's fair. That's fair. I don't. I think.
Do we throw a third horse in the race just to make it interesting for a minute?
Sure.
If you had to pick a third one, what would you do?
Woof.
Under the Sun. You mentioned that, Justin.
Yeah. I also think.
Well, no, was that Out of Mind?
It's Out of Mind.
It was Out of Mind, I think you mentioned. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Out of Mind very much has that, you know, mission statement feel, like, you know, it's some, here we go. Like, it's, we're better now. Like, so this is the thing. My brain is saying, agree with Adam, go Blank and Ship. But my gut, my 90s kid, my grunge, my bleeding grunge heart is leaning towards Horsehead. So it's like, the head and the heart are completely torn. Because I think, to like exactly like John said, Blankenship is more accessible and we might rope more people with Blankenship. But, and that might get people to go backwards with the discography, right? Whereas I don't think Horsehead turns people off, but I also don't think it's quite as accessible. It's like I said, dirtier, grungier, grimier.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm a literal 50-50. I could go either way. So if anybody has like a horse they're leaning on, feel free to make a final pitch or make an executive decision. I'm for whichever.
And none of the listeners mentioned either one?
Nope.
Okay. No.
The ones we got from listeners was Skin Game and Doused. So, I mean, I guess maybe there's something to be said about those two as well. Being that,
you know. Fuck them.
Yeah, what John said.
I do think like our best options are Horsehead and Blankenship. Like I said,
I'm good with Blankenship.
Okay, let's do Blankenship then.
Yeah,
just so I don't hurt anymore. All right, let me turn that down.
I think that's the one. Yeah.
All right, especially since you guys like agreed on it as the 10th, like so fast, like it wasn't difficult.
And it reminds me of Rodrigo Blankenship, who was George's kicker back then.
Oh well, there you go. All right, so we've got.
So it's the only one we weren't unanimous on is their number right. One. I love it.
Ain't that something?
Well, that's Justin's fault. Yeah.
It is my fault.
Yeah.
It is. I was the odd man out. So Blankenship is our number one. Doused, Out of Mind, Skin Game, Like Before You Were Born, Past Lives, Horsehead, Under the Sun, Follow, and Taker round out our 10. Let's let Blankenship get a little moment in the sun. There's also something a little surfy about it. All right, we have done it. We did the deep dive for you. Get it? We did the deep dive for you, so you didn't have to. Good for us. Good for you. Patreon.com/ohhijustin is a place where you can go and pledge a dollar to help me support my pun habit. It's gotten bad, as you can tell. A dollar a month gets you in the club. It gets you through the door, and it gets you all sorts of audio content, including but not limited to Deprogram Before the Rest of the World and the conversation we are about to have called After the Fact. You know, other random audio things go there, but those are the two main things that you get. Those will be the guaranteed things. Occasionally I do an Ohio Justin pod and some other stuff, but those you will get 1000%. You'll also get access to special channels in our Discord, the Legion of Stupid Discord. You can join, again, if you go to Patreon, you'll get a link and you can just join from there. Or you can go to legionstupid.com and click on the join link from there. Come in, you know, we have a music bot boy where we talk about music. We also have Deprogram, where you can yell at us about our lists. We count, you know, make sure you don't count you can't count twice in a row. That's easier to see than to explain. But that happens in our Discord. It's a good time. It's also where we record these episodes. So if you ever wanted to listen to an episode live, that's where it happens. You can come in and listen. Just mute your mic. Also, let's see. If you're at thelegionofstupid.com, you can click at the top there, podcasts, Deprogrammed. Listen to the show there. That'd be cool. You can also listen to John episodes. Again, I'm way behind on this. John episodes, you can listen to Adam episodes just by clicking on their names. Hopefully by the time I get here, maybe I'll be caught up and it'll literally take you to all of them. Who knows? We'll see. Also, you can sign up to do a band, man. Like, if you think we did bad on Dive, I mean, you missed it, unfortunately. You can't do Dive, but you can sign up for another band.
I still have a bunch more on the list, so yeah. Please sign up for them.
Yeah, John's definitely trying to get some of those in motion. So sign up for a John episode if you like. Sign up for an Adam episode if you like. Sign up for a Justin episode. You kind of have to if you want to do the show. So hopefully you like me. Let's see. Well, did we cover all our ground? No, we're a podcast. Subscribe, rate, comment on all podcast platforms. If you're listening on Spotify, 5 stars would be awesome. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, 5 stars and some sort of comment. Hey, your list sucked, but I like the show. That's a very acceptable 5-star response. Would appreciate that. The algorithm supposedly looks favorably when stuff like that happens. So I would love if you do that. But the absolute best way to help this show is by telling somebody that you listen to Deprogrammed. Hey, I listen to Deprogrammed and you can too. I would appreciate that more than words could ever say. With that, Dive. Learn 'em and love 'em, people. We'll see you next week. Bye.